going to describe a different program. This is not the research part of the program, but it's the educational part in cancer epidemiology. And my presentation will be divided into two parts. I'm going to give you an overview about our program in Michigan, the MPH program for cancer epidemiology, and the NCI-funded grant to create special program cancer epidemiology in special population. So I'm going to talk about our student profile and preparation for this program, our new curriculum for cancer epidemiology in special populations, our training module and the components and flexibility of the module, and also research sites and mentors and cultural sensitivity as part of this program. That I'm going to talk about our plan for disseminating this program to other universities. So the aim of this program is to create a new program for cancer epidemiology in special populations. And the definition of special population in this program is minority and international settings. We aim to train 50 students in 5 years. This is our second year of the program to create an interest in cancer epidemiology in special populations. So just a quick overview about our MPH program. We have two types of students. We have students who come to the program with a Bachelor of Science, and these students take 60 credit hours, and it's a two-year program. Or students come after medical school, and they spend 1 year for their MPH program, and they take only 42 credit hours. So our students come with backgrounds in biology or social science or medicine, and we have 5 departments in the school: epidemiology, environmental health science, health behavior, health education, biostatistics, and health management and policy. But the students who come to this program are mainly from epidemiology, environmental health science, and health behavior, health education. So during the first year of the MPH program, for those who come for 60 credit hours, during the first term, the fall term, students develop their many proposals for research during the summer internship time, which is this time of the year, during September to November. And we give them comments about their proposals. They revise their proposals, choose their mentors, and take the required and new courses for the program. Then part of this program is spending 4 months during the summer to do field research project. The field research project is required by the University of Michigan. What we are doing through this program and through the NCI funding is to make these internships in cancer epidemiology in special populations. After conducting the summer internship project on cancer epidemiology in special populations, the students come back to the school, they analyze their data, take more courses, the required courses of the school, and the additional courses of the program. And during the spring term, they analyze their data, take additional courses, and publish their research. We have 2 sets of international and domestic minority settings. We have contacts and infrastructure in North Africa and the Middle East. We have also ongoing research projects in India and Mexico. And the minority research sites are mainly in Michigan, working with the SEER registry in Detroit, Arab American population, Native Americans in North Michigan, and African Americans. And we also have 2 populations in California and 1 population in Houston working on Hispanics. These are types of research projects that the students conducted last year and are working on for this year. Most of the presentations that we heard this morning are part of our programs, type of research, clustering of cancer, incidence of mortality, and different projects related to molecular epidemiology. We study inflammatory breast cancer in North Africa, where we see high frequency of the disease. Students work on clustering and environmental pollution, cancer incidence, pesticides, and breast cancer in India. molecular predictors of breast cancer survival. We work on adjusting the cancer incidence of Native Americans in northern Michigan, and we also work on barriers to cervical and breast cancer screening. The new courses that we created for this program include the cancer epidemiology course, cancer epidemiology in special populations in minority and international settings, and two seminars, cancer control and prevention seminar one, before the students conduct their summer internship. And in this seminar, we have 12 faculty members talking about basic science of epidemiology, molecular biology, social epidemiology of cancer epidemiology. Then after the internship, the second part after the line is translation of cancer epidemiology into cancer control and prevention. This is multi-team teaching and multidisciplinary teaching. The important points that I would like to mention here about the important points for the success of this program is the existing research infrastructure, which is essential. If students spend 4 months doing research program and they don't have the infrastructure for research, whether in international or minority settings, or they don't have ongoing projects of faculty, the projects in 4 months period will not be possible. Also, having the IRB approvals from the ongoing projects and students' understanding of the ethical issues of international research and minority settings, also learning the language when they go to foreign countries is very important, and also having mentors on site in the minority settings or international settings is very important for the success of this program. Part of preparation of the students also is coursework, and we have two special courses for this program, 622 and 664, where we talk about infrastructure, creating infrastructure for minority and international settings, special considerations for interviewing and behavioral issues for international cancer epidemiology, obtaining permits for research, collection of biological specimens, and different issues related to conducting cancer epidemiology research in special populations. Also, we evaluate our program, we understand from our previous experience, and this would be very important point for future research. As I mentioned, field mentorship is very important in having local mentors from Michigan with the students on site in the minority settings or international settings is very important for the success of the research. Just want to give a quick example of what we can understand from international settings. We study extensive environmental exposure, exposure of children to agriculture, exposure to animals and viral epidemiology, and these exposures are very important for our understanding of cancer epidemiology in special populations and also for our understanding of cancer epidemiology in the U.S., where the exposure levels are not so extensive as we see in developing countries. We also understand transmission of hepatitis. We understand extensive exposure to chemical exposure and special situations for interviewing special populations and migrant populations. We plan to disseminate this program to other universities. This is part of the NCI funding, is to try this program at the University of Michigan, then disseminated to other programs and other universities. So we have collaborations with UCLA, George Washington, Texas, and Emory to work with their field sites and place our students in their research sites. Also, we get students from other universities to work on our infrastructure and ongoing research projects. We plan to disseminate the courses and the special seminars that we created for this program to other universities and use distance education to disseminate our courses and also to plan for a dissemination grant to work with other universities. I would like to show an end by two pictures of Dr. Hal Morgenson and Mark Wilson, the co-authors on this abstract, with our students and also with our students in the field during their summer internships. Thank you.
Questions for Dr. Solomon?
Yes.
Are you working on studying up cancer
this program is only for training students, but we utilize existing infrastructure. For example, in Egypt, they have now the population-based registry in Egypt, which is part of the Middle East Cancer Consortium. We work with the Middle East Cancer Consortium, which is funded by NCI, to utilize the data and link the cancer registry data from different Middle Eastern countries.